Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned about the recent action taken by the transition government in Mali. On April 10th, the government issued a decree suspending all political parties and associations and banned the media from reporting on political activity. The decree is the latest blow to the democratic aspirations of the people of the strife-torn nation in West Africa. After decades of dictatorial rule, in the 1990s, Mali began making strides in building up democratic institutions, but the country suffered a series of military coups, as well as a brutal insurgency that continues in the north. In June 2021, Colonel Assimi Goïta, one of the military leaders of a coup that took place in 2020, was sworn in as president of the transitional government. That government pledged to return the country to democratic rule in March 2024, after elections in February 2024. However, in September 2023, the transitional government canceled those elections indefinitely, citing technical difficulties. Now, in the interests of public order, the government claims no election can be held and political activity and reporting on political matters must stop. We are deeply concerned about the Malian transition government's decree suspending all political activities until further notice, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Freedom of expression and freedom of association are critical to an open society. The transition government has already made a decision not to hold an election in February 2024 to return to a civilian-led democratic government, despite the commitment that it made publicly in 2022 to do so. We call on Mali's transition government to honor its commitments to its citizens and hold free and fair elections.
In Mali and elsewhere, spokesperson Miller declared, democracy remains the best foundation for stability and prosperity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.